Pakistani family tells the U.S. Congress of their ordeal after a deadly drone strike that killed a member of their family. The Rehman family, the father and his two children, Nabila and Zubair, told American lawmakers that a U.S. drone attack targeted their house in Pakistan's tribal area last October. The victim's grandchild, Zubair, told Congress that the missile blew their 67-year-old grandmother to pieces while she was out picking vegetables. He also told lawmakers how they were injured in the attack. The family members say they have no links to militants and they don't know why they were targeted. Congressman Alan Grayson has sponsored the hearing. Last week, the story of the Rehman family was documented in an Amnesty International report that criticized U.S. drone operations overseas. We were earlier joined by Mirza Shahzad Akbar, who's a rights lawyer for the victims of U.S. drone strikes. He told us more about the measures Pakistan is taking to prevent the deadly U.S. attacks on its soil.
There have been successful legal action in Pakistan where a claim was brought on behalf of civilian victims of drone strikes before a high court in Peshawar, and the Peshawar High Court categorically declared that U.S. drone strikes are not just illegal and violation of international and domestic law, but they're also amounting to war crimes because the pattern of attacks and the way they are being targeting civilians, and which includes a high number of women and children, that points towards war crimes. There is another legal case pending against CIA station chief in Islamabad, and CIA station chief, after filing of criminal charges against him for directly being involved in ordering, killing and murdering of civilian victims of drone strikes, left the country, and now the Pakistani court is issuing international warrants of arrest against the CIA station chief. This is the case what we are pursuing in Pakistan. There is a huge issue if we can successfully bring a claim against United States before any international court, because U.S. refuses to accept jurisdiction of international courts. However, UN Security Council is the right forum, and that is for government of Pakistan to take its claim against it. Now the government of Pakistan is under a strict order from Peshawar High Court to take up the issue of drones, that drones are not just violating Pakistan's sovereignty, but also targeting a huge civilian population before the UN Security Council, and we are waiting Pakistani government to take this step.